chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Yeah, so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. It's been said many times, many ways. A Merry Christmas to you.
What, no happy Festivus?
That's the holiday for the rest of us.
All right. Miss Lisa Palmer, y'all, how about it? All right, y'all, we're just going to, you know what this is all about? This is just kind of, we're going to jam a little bit right now in the key of C, and I don't know what we're going to do exactly, but we're going to start it off. You can't have Christmas without Charles Brown.
Missouri, but baby, Oklahoma City, she looks
them Merry Christmas, baby. Rufus Mapp, y'all, come on. You sure do treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You know you sure do treat me nice. Now tell me, where are we going again, Lisa?
Route 66.
I don't see why we got to go so far.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Why don't we go sit down, Mama?
Stay alive on I-55. That's just a safety tip.
Y'all, it's a final room.
Clap your
sins,
y'all. Come on. The consummate performer.
All right, y'all. We're going to do one more here. We're going to take about a 5-minute break and come back and play till 5. But this time, if we could, we're going to bring up the lovely, the beautiful, and the talented Miss Stephanie Burks to the stage. And she's from the Mississippi Jazz Foundation. She's going to tell you a little bit about what the Jazz Foundation is doing. And Steph, come on up. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. How are
good
you doing?
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Love your t-shirt.
Thank you. That's right. These make good stocking stuffers, right?
Don't they?
Absolutely. So, Stephanie, can you tell us a little bit about the Mississippi Jazz Foundation?
I can do just that. The Mississippi Jazz Foundation is actually a relatively new organization. We're about 6 years old, and we actually started out as a fundraiser for our church and for Power APAC. And we were like, well, maybe we should try and do this consistently. And the purpose of the Mississippi Jazz Foundation is, as you can see, we have a number of wonderful jazz musicians in this area. And we wanted to do our part to make sure that not only the area, but the state and beyond know about what Mississippi has to offer. But in addition to that, the Mississippi Jazz Foundation wants to do our part in music education. And all of you know that every time we blink, something is being cut out of schools. And the first thing is usually the art program. And so the Mississippi Jazz Foundation also wants to focus on education. So what we try to do for every one of our yearly concerts is to have the artists come and talk to the local schools and have a meeting with them, because we have some talented children in our local schools. And so jazz education, jazz promotion, music promotion, that's really the focus of the Mississippi Jazz Foundation.
Now, Stephanie, talking about the artists coming to the schools, Stephanie, can tell you a little bit more about this, but the great Kirk Whalum, how many Kirk Whalum fans do we have in the house? Great Kirk Whalum was here in town, and he did a good bit of promoting the student interaction and everything. Can you tell us a little bit about Kirk Whalum being here and about the event the other night? I know it's the most people I've ever seen at the Alamo Theater. Yeah, literally at chairs in the aisles.
Yes. Actually, this is Kirk Whalum's second time here. He came a couple of years ago. For those of you who are not familiar with Kirk Whalum, he is an awesome musician and just a wonderful person. But yes, we had our annual concert at the Alamo Theater on the historic Ferris Street, December 11th, this past Friday, and it was a wonderful occasion. Not only did we have him, but we had Michael Burton as well. And for those of you who are not familiar with Michael Burton, he is a product of Jackson Public Schools and the APAC program. But that's our annual concert that we try to do during Christmas time. And in the middle of the year, we try and do an artist showcase that we had I think in June or July, and that's where we asked local musicians, spoken word artists to come. We had it at Smith Robinson Museum in Jackson, and to have give them an opportunity to showcase their talents as well. But the program on Friday, in which Raphael Sims was awarded and was given an award for his work with jazz and music in Jackson.
Thank you very much.
But it's an awesome time. It'll be again same time next year, same Friday, not same date, but same time next year, so just be on the lookout for that.
And Stephanie, we're going to get back to the music. Thank you Absolutely. For being here with us. Can you tell folks how they can join the Mississippi Jazz Foundation?
Yes, I can. We actually have a website. It's MississippiJazzFoundation.com, M-I-S-S, JazzFoundation.com. And if you want to email us, our email address is msjazzfoundation@gmail.com. So all of that information about our history and what we're planning on doing and how to become a member is on that website. If you have questions, feel free to email us.
Y'all, how about a hand for my good friend Stephanie Brooks from the Mississippi Jazz Foundation? Thank you, darling. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for being here and enjoying the music. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring Lisa Palmer back for another number, and then we're going to take a short pause. For those of you listening on the internet, we will be back in about 5 minutes, and we are at the Fusion Coffee House on the Jazz Spot. We have Rufus Mapp is here today. Also, we have Todd Bobo and Knight Bruce on keyboards and Lisa Palmer on vocals. So we want you to enjoy, and happy holidays to all of you. What we got, Lisa?
To my Miles Davis, called Four.
All the wonderful things that you get out of life, there are four. A baby, old man, a big man, a bit nobody needs anymore. And of the many facts, bringing the list of life. Things, and these are cause a lot of money, but it's really very funny. They fade away and don't apply to a hell of a being.
Get you a cup of coffee, and we'll see you back here in just a few minutes. And thanks again, Stephanie Burks, for coming out and telling us about the Mississippi Jazz Foundation. We're sponsored by the Morgan White Group. We're here on the Jazz Spot out on Highland Colony Parkway. We'll be back in about 5. Thank you. Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway, and we're very glad to have with us today Ms. Lisa Palmer and Mr. Knight Bruce, and also Mr. Todd Bobo on tenor sax. And this is our holiday series. This is the penultimate edition here. Next week will be the final edition for the holiday series of 2009, and we will have Mr. Barry Leach and Mr. Ezra Brown, and we have musicians stopping by, and I'm hoping that Knight Bruce, Rufus Mapp, and Lisa Palmer, and Todd Bobo might possibly be some of the guys stopping by. So we hope that you will. Thanks for being with us today. Lisa, appreciate you being here. Knight, thank you. And Todd, thank you, sir. And Rufus, thanks for coming by, my brother. Appreciate it. Y'all can hear these musicians playing all around town, and just watch the Thursday Weekender paper, and just go to places like Jackson Free Press, and you can check it out. By the way, all these musicians write the Jackson Free Press best of jazz ballots. You can vote for any musicians and groups that you want to. So keep jazz in mind when you're doing that, because there's a really vibrant jazz scene developing here in the metro area. And so we appreciate you all being here. Thanks again to the Mississippi Jazz Foundation and Stephanie Burks for being here. And tell you what, why don't you everybody go home and join the Mississippi Jazz Foundation. We will, we're going to do a couple of quick things here, and then we're going to say happy holidays to you, and we'll see you next week here on the Jazz Spot. What we got, gang? Y'all, it's time for us to say good evening here at the Fusion Coffee House. We want you to come out here. This will be your holiday joint now for your coffee and your cakes and, you know, your treats. We have plenty of gifts here, beautiful mugs and saucer sets, great coffee for gifts to come. We've got t-shirts, everything you could want that makes somebody happy. And also, we have great music here for sale. We have the new Rhonda Richmond CD, and there's some other ones here. And don't forget, next week, Ezra Brown, Barry Leach, right here on the Jazz Spot. Hope a lot of our musical friends will be coming by. So want to say happy holidays. Thank you, Lisa Palmer.
Thank you, Raphael Sims.
Thank you, Knight Bruce.
Thank you, Ralph. Happy holidays to you.
All right, and thank you, Mr. Rufus Mack, for coming by. And Todd Bobo, thanks for coming all the way from the Delta in your mind. All right, good deal. Well, we enjoyed it, y'all, and I don't know what we're going to go out on, but we are going out. See you next week, and we are at www.fusioncoffeehouse.net. You can download this performance sometime in the next few days, and you can go and read about us. Thanks, Morgan White Group, for having us, and Tripp and the gang here at Fusion Coffee House. See you next week. You know I'm not that strong. Thank you so much. See you next week with Barry Leach, Ezra Brown. Come see us during the week at Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway.